That song was called The Battle of Beitou. It's a 3-song record. The first album we released of the three was a disco record called Dirty Disco. We're going to play you a track from that called Perseverance.
Thank you. wrong about it. Only way to persevere is to become a god about it. The disco cannot take your soul. It only moves to push the rhythm. Follow the chord right on the floor. It's good for fashion over. Nice of events that may be permanent. My body feeling tense with reason. Perseverance, I don't wanna hear it. Perseverance, now to be feeling. Perseverance, my to be feeling.
Alrighty, folks. We are Free Rock. Thank you so much for listening.
Alright, that was Free Rock. They sounded great in here. They'll be in probably in about 5 minutes or so, and we'll chat a bit. But right now I'm going to play some more music. This is Nat Friedberg and WMFO in Medford on the town with Mikey D. All right. That was Nat Friedberg, a song called The Thought Goes Through My Mind. I'm here with the guys from Free Rock.
Hey, what's
How
going
you doing?
On?
What's doing all right.
Yeah. I always ask about bands' names, although I was listening to you, and Free Rock's one of your lyrics.
It was one of the lyrics in that one of those songs, but
that was
retroactive. No,
there's like multiple meanings.
The main thing we're playing off of is Free Jazz by Ornette Coleman, the album.
Okay.
We like to improvise a lot. A lot of our like half of our records sometimes we'll go off and
kind of like on a joke, you know, what's up?
Get on the mic.
You're good.
Am I on the mic?
Yeah, you're good.
Whoops. You're good. So basically, we kind of just got into jazz, you know. This is back, how many years ago?
Two or three years ago. Back when we were...
We used to live in Tennessee, and there's a album called Free Jazz by Ornette Coleman. And, it was basically just...
did you meet in Tennessee?
So Justin, the drummer who was just talking, and I...
You can introduce yourself if you want.
I'll let Justin introduce himself first.
I'm Justin, I'm a drummer.
I'm Jackson, I play keyboards.
I'm Jacob, I'm singing and playing guitar.
I'm James, and I play bass, and I'm Justin's cousin.
Oh, all right.
Share, you know, family band, you know.
And I'm Jackson's brother, actually, so...
So it's a family.
Two of us are brothers.
Damn.
It's a family arrangement.
But, now that you got some context, Justin and I met in Tennessee going to college, but we were actually like two of the only kids at the school from Massachusetts, so that's kind of why we became friends and started a group together. And we played in some groups down in Tennessee, but we've been going pretty hard on Free Rock now for the last couple of years. We've released 10 albums in the last 3 years.
That's a lot of albums. Them out.
It's what we tend to do mainly.
Yeah, we hide out in the studio.
How long have we been here? You come up from
Since
Tennessee?
Since 2019 we moved up here, yeah. Yep, and then Jackson and James joined us along the way, and we've been jamming ever since.
Wow. Sounded great in there. I know you mentioned that you have a lot of stuff out. Is it all digital, or do you have any physical product?
Oh, yeah, we have CDs. You can buy them at our shows on our freerock.bandcamp.com. We have everything on Spotify and Apple Music and all of the works as well. But
so you do some physical, because I'm an old guy, so obviously you got to download a lot of stuff nowadays. But I still love liner notes and all that stuff
too,
and lyrics sheets and like in full album. Do you have albums or just CDs as of now?
Just CDs as of now. Once we can afford to make, make them. Yeah,
albums are crazy because I mean. They cost a ton to make, and they cost a ton to buy.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of plants
out
there
right now. There's like this resurgence of vinyl.
You gotta like buy them in bulk, pretty much. Like if you want to like have a reason to buy, you know, have them pressed, you know.
Yeah, I had a ton of vinyl, and I actually got rid of a lot of it back when it was like dead, like 10 years ago. Yeah. And now I'm saying to myself, damn, I should have held on to some of that vinyl. But so you were saying you've been playing out a lot. You play out a lot of clubs in the area?
Yeah, we play around the jungle, the Midway. We're playing at O'Brien's, smaller places, but we've actually had a really good thing going. We've been trying to build up for a couple years now down in Weymouth with some buddies of ours who run a house who have now started booking out at the jungle and other places as well. It's called Dud's Dungeon. We have a lot of fun.
And that's in Weymouth?
Yeah, it's just a little group of folks who really love good music and love putting on shows. So we've been kind of...
Any venue that puts shows on, because Sony are closing down, it's always, even if someone's house.
Yeah.
If you're having bands in, it's always great.
Well, and especially post-COVID, too, when a lot of the venues weren't quite open up yet when we wanted to play.
Yeah.
You know, we found a little sanctuary down there and have kind of built it up into a...
Did you find it during COVID to... A lot of bands, like, that was a very fruitful period from because they couldn't do it. They had nothing to do.
Yeah,
So you can't play anywhere. You might as well write and
make
record
records.
And make records. Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that with a lot of bands. It's like they actually get a lot done during COVID because they, you know, you go stir crazy and you want to be active. So you just write
stuck
stuff.
At home all day.
Yeah.
Kind of in a habit of making records, I guess.
Is this a collaborative effort with the songwriting?
Yeah, for the most. I mean, it's a lot of it is songs that we've written on our own that we're taking to the group and then kind of improvising over and adding what was originally a 2-minute idea turns into like an 8 or 9 minute like kind of big jam piece, which we've really kind of enjoyed doing.
Do you focus on that? Is all your stuff kind of the prog?
It's all over the place. We released a disco record earlier this month.
I heard you say that. I don't know if that was in jest.
No, that's
you
true.
You really banged
that
a disco record?
It's called Dirty Disco. Yep. You can find it anywhere. We've made some kind of like folky pop records in the past with a couple called Northern Terrace and one we just released last fall called Free Rock National Park, which is all like shorter tracks, kind of more songs on the record, but yeah, just kind of catchier tunes.
Well, that's cool kind of that you bounce opposite. Around a little bit.
Yeah, we like to kind of explore different genres, play around in different sounds, keep it interesting.
Yeah, I try to do that.
You might as well, right?
I know, right? That, like I said, it's a lot of work. Yeah, I try to do that. I try to mix up what I play and what I go see, actually. Bands I go see, too. I go see all kinds of different bands. I see a lot of punk bands. I'll go see some country bands. So I think it's good to be not locked in on one genre.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, sometimes it works. Like the bigger bands, like, you know, if you're like an AC/DC, you're not changing. You're in one lane and it works. But I think it's cool when bands flare out into other genres.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Keeps
it fun. Keeps it live.
Keeps it weird.
Yeah.
Keeps it weird for sure.
You guys live around here?
Yeah. Yep. We're kind of scattered all over the place, but let's see. Yeah. Jackson is going to college still. Here he's at Emmanuel. And then Justin...
Emmanuel was all female for a while, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, until 2003, I think.
He knows the year.
Well, I dated a girl from Emmanuel. I'm dating myself, no pun intended, like, I don't know, 35 years ago. And yeah, at that time it was all girl, but I know it's, yeah.
Yeah, switched, I think it was like 2003.
Yeah.
So are you guys still in school, or is it just, you're the only one in school?
Just him.
Yeah, he's the school.
You're all out.
Yep. School guy.
And you play, where do you plan on going with this thing? You're trying to, like,
we're trying to make records until we can have the records make themselves, let the shows play themselves. Yeah. We're just trying to get more people involved. We'd love...
Do you try to branch out of the area, like the Boston area?
Yeah, we're trying. We're just kind of jumping back into the live scene really this year after a couple years of COVID and record-based focus.
Right.
But we're really trying to get out there. So
hard, though, to get out of the Boston area. Do you go back to...
Well,
your hometown?
Yeah, so luckily I'm actually all the way out from Western Mass, out from North Adams, which is like 3 hours from here.
Yeah.
So I
know of it. I've never been out there.
Most people know of it.
But I know of it.
But,
you heard it.
There's some spots across the state that I know that we've kind of got good connections in that we haven't played yet, but we'd like to, so.
But you haven't gone back to Tennessee?
Tennessee, no. We were only down there for a couple of years just when we went to college, so. And then we moved right back up here after, so.
Were you originally from here?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So you went to school and you came back.
Yeah, that's why it was crazy. We went to school and I met one other person from Massachusetts and we're still friends, so.
Wow.
Here we are.
Worked out. All right, guys. Anything else you want to add? Anything you want to plug or anything?
Just go ahead and follow us on social media. We're at freerock_MA. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube.
If you got shows,
We got shows. We're at the Jungle on May 6th. We're at O'Brien's on May 22nd. Check us out. You can find all those shows on our Bandcamp. Again, that's freerock.bandcamp.com. And just check us out on Instagram and Twitter.
Sweet. All right. I'm going to play some more tunes here, see what I got lined up. But thanks for coming in, guys. You sounded great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks so
much.
A
lot of fun.
Joel gets it done, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Joel's the best.
Joel's great.
All right, man. I will... play something by Malibu Lou and the Attackers, WMFO, Medford, On a Time with Mikey D.
Okay. Nice.
Oops. Should be good. You guys can go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
ourselves on the downside. expect you to start. Do you know your way by heart? And believe there'll be, and believe there'll be, believe there'll be any up to the upside.
That was Michael Bosey with Upside. Before that, Lee Harrington and Linda Mandolin, Real Love, Malibu Lou and the Attackers with a song called Teenage Kicks. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Here's one now by Kristen Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band, I believe it is.
Then I'ma go. I wanna be your teacher, but can you take it all? I wanna live like a lion, but do you kiss and tell? Throw a coin in the water, I'm your wishing well. Where's the girl with the gauges in her ear? She got high and now she disappeared. Disappeared. Another passionate spirit. Namaste, namago. I wanna be a winner, and we can bring it home. I wanna live like a lion, but do you kiss and tell? You're the fuel for my fire. It's getting warm in here. Where's the girl with the gauges in her ears? She got high and now she disappeared. Where's the girl with the gauges in her ears? She got high and now she disappeared. Thank you.
on my mind. Oh, so many things. The storms of my responsibilities crashing down, resisting my efforts. It's my old familiar friend. Oh, 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 oh. Pressure, pressure keeps me at the top of my game. Pressure, pressure, it's hungry for another victim. Pressure, pressure forces us on. There are two paths, success or nothing. On my back.
That song was called Pressure by American Ocelot. Before that, Aaron and the Lord with The Collapse. Christian Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band with Girl with the Gauges in Her Ears. 11:44. I got time for a few more before we get out of here. This band is also in the semifinals of the Rumble, I believe, anyway. They're called One Fall. Great band. I've seen them a couple times. Gonna hear something from them now.
Fight some. Satisfied until you are set free tonight.
right, that was Paper Tigers, song called Tonight. Before that, Greg Walsh's New Ghost with Blank Tape, and One Fall with Shoot Straight, 11:56. Been listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Skybar has been here, that's me, for the past 3 hours. Thanks for listening. We'll leave it with one more by a band called Weekend Friends. And we'll see you. WMFO Medford, On the Town with Mikey D. These are Weekend Friends.
Okay. Now everything keeps flying.